So Ann will get us updated on everything that's going on in Augusta. And right now, they're out on the course. And by 2 o'clock, it is supposed to be 100% chance of rain. Like, it's like 100%. So it's going to be difficult to see how quickly they can move this round through. Ann Liguori is with us live from Augusta. And Ann, I hope you have a slicker packed, because you're going to need it in a few hours, because it is pouring 160 miles west of you right now.
Yes, pouring. I hear there is a huge sow coming our way. So, hey, who knows if they can even get this fun around done this morning. I mean, that's the intention. I mean, I think they were smart in trying to get ahead of this, but with these early tee times, but it's going to be very iffy.
I think a lot of guys are going to get off the course. What my question is that, I'm looking at the window of opportunity right now. And I had an Atlanta meteorologist tell me this morning that the storm cell that's coming through, that's coming your way, has probably around a 2.5 hour, 3 hour lifespan. Mm. So what happens if Tiger Woods and Molinari and the gang, they get through 12 holes and then they get rained on? Do they sit for 3 hours or say, we'll come back Monday? What do you think?
Very good question. Well, the forecast looks so bad in the afternoon. I mean, really bad in the afternoon,
sure.
Like 3 o'clock, 80% chance for strong thunderstorms, 5 o'clock, 60% chance for thunderstorms. So it doesn't get any better. So I don't think it's really bad early afternoon that they'll be able to go back out there late afternoon. That's why they got this thing going this morning. So it's going to be challenging.
Talk about the top of the leaderboard. I mean, there's so many stories, and if you just had to describe the guys at the top of the leaderboard, how would you do each of them in a thumbnail?
I would say Francesco Molinari is just unflappable. He's so solid, just an incredible ball striker. Tony Finau is a muscle man. He just blasts his tee shots, and when he gets on a putting streak, forget it. We've seen him just so good and so sharp on these greens. And of course, Tiger Woods, I mean, a legend. And history can be made. It would be the biggest comeback story, I think, in sports if Tiger were to win his 15th major title. So, and then Brooks Koepka, talking about muscle man. Brooks Koepka, who is three back. He's mentally, I think, one of the strongest players out there. So, and then there's so many guys, beyond that who have a chance to win. So, it's going to be real exciting. No doubt about it.
I got to tell you, Ann, Tiger Woods is the guy who raised my level of love for the game of golf when I started to play to a whole new level. Brooks Koepka is doing that for my wife right now. She's like, okay.
He is easy on the eyes. That's
she
for
says,
sure.
is that guy in the hunt? And I said, yeah, he is. So when you're talking about threesomes on the final day, I'm sure some of the players had, they're used to playing in twosomes. When you get to a point like this, how does the threesomes potentially affect things?
I don't think it will affect them. I think they're all very happy that there's less time to think. And even though they had to get up at, say, 4:30 in the morning,
sure,
to go through their pre-round routine, I think they're all pretty happy. They just want to get out here and get this done. And they know what's going on weather-wise, what potentially can happen. And I just think they're ready to go out there and just play. And again, I think it's almost an advantage to not have the whole day like they're used to, to really let their nerves kick in. So I think it's a good thing.
I'm looking at the wind, and I was looking outside in Atlanta earlier, just seeing how much the wind hitting flags, hitting trees. So if it starts to get windy in advance of the storms coming in, does that affect somebody negatively? That's in these top players on the tour. Do you think if the winds really do kick up?
I think it affects everybody, and it is going to, it's swirling out there right now, and the potential is 15 to 20 miles an hour,
sure,
early, even later today. It's going to get even windier with gusts of wind from 20 to 30 miles per hour. So I think that it will affect everybody out there, John. I really do. I just think it's, maybe the European players who are more used to it, but, who is that? It's Ian Poulter, Francesco. Everybody is so solid and plays so well. They're used to playing in all kinds of conditions, so it doesn't affect one, any more harshly than somebody else. So they all have to deal with the same conditions.
I think if the people who run the Masters had the opportunity to write a script this weekend, except for the weather here at the end, has really pretty much been like the best script they ever could have imagined.
It is always exciting here at Augusta National, I have to say. There's always great storylines, but this week, every single round with so many, it was so, the leaderboard was so tight, and with, you know, a bunch of guys sharing the lead, it has been, and it just shows what the, you know, how capable these players are, how deep the field is, and what can happen in, you know, somewhat of a perfect storm when you have wet conditions. It basically rained every day this week, but yesterday. And you have, you know, high humidity. And even last week, Chairman Ridley was saying, yeah, you know what? The course is going to play soft. He even said that. So they knew exactly what was going to happen to the golf course with the humidity percentages and with the rain. And these guys are doing a good job, you know, tackling this course, that's for sure.
And what makes it so special why this event manages to rival, like, better TV ratings than some of the World Series games, better TV ratings than major games in the NBA playoffs? Like, why is it? Why do the casual fans flock to this event?
There's so much tradition here, so much history. There's perfection here. Augusta National knows how, they know how to do things. There's a combination of class, tradition, and innovation. They've been able to figure out all those components. And, you know, golf fans appreciate that, and they appreciate the history here. I had the opportunity to talk to Bobby Jones IV, you know, Bobby Jones' grandson.
Sure.
And to me, that was thrilling. He lives in Atlanta, by the way. He's a sports psychologist in Atlanta. And Dr. Bobby Jones. And, you know, just talking to him, I was thrilled, knowing that he, you know, is the grandson of the greatest amateur in the game, Bobby Jones, who co-founded Augusta National and co-founded the Masters with, you know, Clifford Roberts. So, I mean, I think all of us who follow this game love that history, love the tradition. It's played here. It's the only major that's played in the same, on the same golf course every year. And they treat everybody well. And it's just beautiful. The grounds are gorgeous. It's a combination of so many things.
It's, too, Bobby Jones, in his day, he objected to the tournament being called the Masters at the time, right? He didn't want it to be called the Masters.
I have heard that.
Like, he thought that was too uppity. I guess he felt that it was too uppity.
But, exactly. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, he was an amateur his whole career and an attorney. And he retired when he was in his late 20s. So just a great story about Bobby Jones. And he must have been so proud when Augusta National hosted the inaugural Augusta National Women's Amateur last Saturday, the first women's competition here ever. So can you imagine? Boy,
Things change.
I would give to talk to Bobby Jones.
Absolutely.
I guess his grandson was the next best thing, right?
I got to see John Daly the other day over at the Hooters. I was broadcasting from the Hooters in Augusta right outside the gates. And John Daly is over there doing a booming business selling memorabilia. Posing
He's
for
there
pictures.
Every year.
And they love him.
From Bobby Jones to John Daly.
Yeah, see, and guess what? And he is so beloved. There was a line of guys like 50 deep. I'm not kidding you. Just to pay money to get their picture taken with John Daly.
It was unbelievable. Every man. And, you know, again, you have the golf fans who cherish the tradition and the history. And then you have the golf fans who just are crazy about John Daly because of what he means to the common man and the common woman. You know, he's so down to earth and he came from the other side of the track, so to speak. And yeah, he's at Hooters every year in his RV signing autographs. He probably
selling
makes more
merchandise.
Money there. He makes more money there than he probably makes the whole year playing, right?
And
I wish I would have known you were in town. I would have come say hi.
And I saw him in his boxer shorts, and I'm glad you weren't with me at the time. That's all I'm going to say. It was a visual none of us needed. And your coverage has been great all week and all day long, right? You'll be updating people here on CBS Sports Network about the activities, so they got to stay tuned.
Absolutely. Every bottom of the hour.
And take care of yourself. Look forward to
it. Thanks so much. Enjoy the final round.
Thanks, Ann.